Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider, manager of clinic nursing at Pella Regional Health Center. Bridget Drafel joins us on today's program. She's here to talk about data collected from a recent comprehensive community health needs assessment that was given out to residents in July. How many respondents did you have, and what area did that cover, and what were some of the key findings?
We had 225 different responses, some of them online, electronically, and then we had about 100 of them that were sent in, mailed in, so in the paper format. They came from every county that we service, so that includes even our clinics in Ottumwa, so in all the other outlying clinics. We have a good array of data from all of those clinics.
So discuss what you were able to find and what kind of data you were able to collect.
The first part of it was a lot of demographic data, so it's really interesting to see where we fall in comparison to a lot of our state data. So in Pella, or the service area that we cover for Pella Regional, we actually are doing really well. One of the key things I think that is a great strength for Pella Regional was that we were considered very well above the average of healthcare. So the state average was 78%, and Pella ranged right about 86%. People felt like their health care was above and beyond what they should expect. Now, for overall health, like how do I feel about my personal health? They were right at kind of the average. So Pella service area was right average of what we would expect to see anywhere else.
And what were some of the things that might have surprised you and things that maybe you didn't expect in terms of responses?
Well, some of the strong key areas for Pella Regional services were ambulance service, our emergency room, our clinic visits, our inpatient services. Some of the areas that maybe I didn't expect was family planning. We don't offer a lot of family planning. So obviously the service area felt like we could offer some more services and family planning. The other one was mental health, and I don't think that's going to be a surprise to anybody because the entire state, in fact, probably the nation, has a severe shortage of mental health services. Pella service area is no different. So that is something that has kind of bubbled to the top.
And what were some other categories that Pella Regional scored well on in comparison to maybe others across the state?
Our home health and hospice were well above our average. Also, pharmacy. Oh, our specialty physicians. We have had good responses from the specialty physicians that we bring into our Pella Regional area in order to service other people. So those are all really strong points for us.
What other community interaction were you able to have after this assessment to continue to collect this data?
We had a focus group meeting out at Central College with a wide variety of business owners, physicians, hospital employees, community people of all ages. So lots of varying ages. And we were able to come together and say, here's what the assessment showed. Now we want you to focus in on where are the areas that you really feel like we need to focus on.
And what's next then with this data? Obviously, this is great data to have, but there needs to be something done with it. And that's still a ways off. But talk about what's kind of next in the process now that you've got the collection phase done.
The consulting group that we have contracted with is actually going to present us with a complete overall view, not only of the online survey in the paper format, but also the focus group. So kind of a compilation of all the data. We should get that in about a month. And at that time, then there's a group here at the Pella Regional in Pella that will actually be sitting down with that to say, okay, here's the priorities that were listed not only in the survey, but also with the focus group. And so what are we going to do about them? What kind of services is a possibility we can work with? What maybe is already being looked at, and how can we participate in some of those initiatives? And then what are the next steps really for us?
What is the importance of a hospital having this kind of information collection and implementation eventually of data like this?
Well, it's really important to the services that we offer to all the communities that we service. We certainly can't provide every service that everybody wants because it's just not feasible sometimes. And I also think that Pella Regional can't offer services because it maybe is not a good business sense. So that's why we bring in specialty clinics. That's why we collaborate with other people. And this community health needs assessment tells us, hey, there's a huge need for obesity management or whatever might bubble up to the top. And then we can collaborate with other services, mental health. What are some of the mental health services in the community or service area that we provide that we can kind of work out services with so that we can meet the needs of the community?
And thanks again to Bridget Drafel for joining us on today's program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always find today's news online at KNIAKRLS.com.